Shalom Avrach, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Pelag Yoyitz and Shirin 197, the new topic of Bachor. Before we continue with the words of the Pelag Yoyitz, we'll be discussing the importance of using the gift of being young and having not too many responsibilities besides growing and learning. Sometimes, Baruch Hashem, we have people listening to Shirin who are older. They're not young, they're married. Or they're not married, but they're also not young, or they're women. The main point the Pelag Yoyitz wants to focus over here is use your time properly. Use the gift that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you. If a person is not in the category of a Bachar, use your gifts in any way that Hashem gives you these gifts. That's the message you want to take out of it. Now let's address the words of the Pelag Yoyitz. Ksiv, it says in Koheles, Perek Yud Beis Pasek Aleph, Uzuchar is Bairecha. Remember your Creator. In the days of your youth. Those are the times that are very pleasant to serve your Creator. Why is this? Because this is the time when the person has the strength to learn Torah in depth. He doesn't have so many tirdas. He doesn't have so many burdens. It's hopefully the Bachar has his bills being paid by his parents, generally speaking, and his parents give him some money to buy what he needs. And his focus should be learning Torah Yom V'Laila, growing close to Kodesh Baruch Hu in that regard. He doesn't have any too many other disturbances, hopefully. And generally speaking, a person before he's married, so he doesn't have the responsibilities of taking care of and his wife and his children. He has to take care of himself. What's his responsibility at this point in time? To be focusing and becoming the greatest Talmud Chacham he can be. Using his time properly. And since he doesn't have so many burdens, the prat im hu samuch al shulchan aviv, shein lo tir de klal, even more so, if his father is supporting him, so he doesn't have any financial burdens. Whatever he learns is ironed in to his memory. Sometimes you have these things that you iron in when you go to before you go to camp, so the children, they iron in the name and the phone number, the family name of their socks and their clothing. So if it gets lost, or you wonder whose it is, it's ironed into the garment. It's nirshum b'moichay. When the person, when a child, when the person learns in his youth, it's set in stone, the limud. So he's not going to forget it. As Chazal tells us, the Mishnah Berak Yovas, haloi me toyer yeled, when a person learns when he's younger, it's like a Mishnah says, it's like a person who's taking ink and writing on a nice clean paper. The point is that it's clear, it's understandable, his learning is clear to the person. He's able to remember what he learned. And it lasts, his learning lasts. V'zoyz ha-toyro, he shetamid lohem, tamidei chachamim, leizik nosom. This is the Torah the person learns in his youth that will remain with the person all the way to his older years. Leizik nosom. Shetei daitam yoyser misya sheves aleim, sha-toyro, shel ha-bachrus, hi ha-so'or shebi'iso. The Torah the person learns in his youth, it's the Sa'ar Shebi'isa, it's the yeast of the dough. It's the catalyst that will create many, many more years to come, decades of success in his learning. Now, once again, those who are not in that category, whatever time you have, whatever time you can make for yourself. And normally speaking, whatever time we think we have, we really sometimes even have more time than that. If we can, what's called steal a few minutes here and steal a few minutes there. It's a matter of priorities, a matter of tshuka. Do I have a goal to learn more? Do I have a goal to learn more? Do I have a drive? Do I have a drive? If we're women here and we're not learning Gemara all day, so am I learning my Hilchos Brachos properly? Am I learning my Hilchos Shabbos? Am I learning my Shmir Saloshin that everyone has to be learning these halachas of Brachos and Shabbos and Shmir Saloshin? Do I have more time to say another Pasuk of Tehillim? One more Pasuk of Tehillim. Imagine a person standing in line by the shopping to go pay for all the food they're buying. So what are they doing? Quietly, saying under their breath, quietly, they're not attracting attention, saying a Pasuk of Tehillim. Or thinking the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidius. The question is, where's our focus? Where's our goal? What are we thinking about? That's the Pelet's teaching is specifically focused about the Bachar, but applies to everyone as well.